The Voice of the Cape, 91.3 FM Stereo.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to The Burning Issue with myself, Yazid Kamaldin. Every week, of course, we tackle a topic that affects our community, and of course, throughout the show, you are more than welcome to also participate. So, a few weeks ago, a meeting was held with informal traders and formal business operators in Gatesville in Athlone to discuss the City of Cape Town's plan to reduce the risk of COVID-19 infections as the festive season nears. The meeting came after a letter had been sent notifying them that the area had been identified as a COVID-19 hotspot, according to city officials. Now, at this meeting, shop owners and traders were informed of the exact details of the intervention plans by the City of Cape Town. Now, as we approach the busy festive season, it seems many traders are not happy with these plans. We have in studio this evening two guests will be in studio, and a number of guests will also be online. Now, let's welcome them to the show. We welcome Naeem Francis.
Assalamu alaikum, Yazid, and welcome. Thank you for having us on the show.
Naeem, you are of the Gatesville Informal Traders Association, is that correct?
That's correct. I'm an interim liaison.
Okay, shukran. We also have in studio Ubaidullah Safi, a Gatesville trader.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Welcome to the show. Shukran. Now, if ever anyone has gone to Gatesville, you will know that it's a very busy place. I mean, my mom has been shopping in Gatesville for as long as I can remember, especially on Saturdays. My late dad used to take her. They used to go there for a few hours. It's like, you do everything in Gatesville. Everything is there, basically. And also during the week, I mean, it's a little bit quiet in the week, but still quite busy. So we would, of course, need to understand how the City of Cape Town's announcement or identification of Gatesville as a COVID-19 hotspot is having an impact on businesses, particularly in this time. Now, if you are affected, you are more than welcome to chat to us on the show. We do have a live in-studio number. The number is 021-442-3530. You can also send us a WhatsApp to the number 082-9913-913. That is 082-9913-913. Later on in the show, we'll also be joined by Khadija Peterson. She's from the Gatesville Informal Traders Association. She's the chairperson of the association. And we'll also speak to the City of Cape Town's mayoral committee member for urban management. He's Alderman Grant Twigg. And we'll chat to Advocate Rod Solomons. Now, let's get into the topic. Now, Naeem, the City of Cape Town, take us back to the news that when it first broke. What happened? The City of Cape Town decided or identified, rather, Gatesville in Athlone as a COVID-19 hotspot. Tell us about that.
Yes, Yazid. It is strange that we mentioned Gatesville and as a collective. We must firstly understand the geographical boundaries between Gatesville and Rylands as separated by one road, Hazel Road. So council deemed it fit to claim that COVID-19 exists between Hazel Road, where Golden Dish is, and Mavis Road, the road before we get to Elite Supermarket. And we found that very strange that COVID is confined only to that area, and there was a whole lot of factors. Now, when we say there was intervention, meetings held, yes. Informal traders were informed on the 3rd of November via a letter that there's a meeting on the 4th for informal traders. There was no resolve in that meeting because one of the informal traders, Imtiaz Sheikh, stood up in the meeting and said, and he had a 45-minute session in the meeting where he said the city wanted to ultimately get him to rubber stamp whatever it was that they sold to him. And he said he can't, he's only a trader, but he's also part of a body, Gatesville Informal Traders Association, which constitutes 164 members.
Okay, I want to just get some of the facts down as we go along, because this will also inform some of my questions later to Alderman Grant Twigg.
Sure.
So on what date was the city, did the city make this announcement to traders?
On the 3rd for a meeting for the 4th. To informal traders.
Okay. So on the 4th, the meeting was held on the 4th of November.
With informal traders and the city.
Okay, that's on the 4th of November.
Correct.
Yeah, okay.
On the 5th of November, a meeting was held with the city and formal traders.
Okay.
And that separation around a common denominator, which we seek to find, also doesn't sit well with us, because why we find that stakeholders get used selectively to engage with for whatever, if there's nefarious reason, one hope not. But I mean, there's so many things that's real in today's society. So the outcome of the informal traders meeting, which I can speak around extensively based on a couple of weeks of investigation that I've done on it, was that these traders were then notified in that meeting that they were going to be shifted across the road from where they're currently trading on the pavement. The pavement, incidentally, was widened by council for the purpose of trading. And base demarcated.
What roads are we talking about?
We're talking
now?
If you come stand on Golden Dish's stoop and you look towards the mountain, Table Mountain, that stretch across the road, there's a little bakery on the corner.
Yeah.
And then you go one block Doreen Road, and the following road is Mavis Road.
Yeah.
So this, it stretches from Hazel Road, the claim is it stretches from Hazel Road till Doreen Road.
Yeah. So, okay, so look, there's a number of issues that you're getting into, and of course, I want us to first just focus on the COVID stuff, no?
Yep,
we just want to focus
yes.
on the announcement, and also we want to understand the logic behind it, like what the city is saying they found, why this is a hotspot.
When we via written communication, asked the city to, if this was a medical imperative, then someone like Zahid Badruddin had to be called to the front, because we know he led the COVID charge on behalf of the governors of the province.
Mm-hmm.
However, some office pen pushers sent this letter to us. When we came there, it was briefly around COVID, but more about you people moving. And that is where IMTIA stood and said, guess what? We will revert to you. So the strangest part is now still that there was a huge scare. Well, not the strange part, the sad part. The scare is that public has now been avoiding. It can be seen in the sales of surrounding businesses in the area. And we're talking about the entire Gatesville spread. Last week, we were in a meeting with a councillor, ourselves and formal business for the first time. Jazit, if I can stop there, formal business is also separated along the City Council's City of Cape Town's lines. The Gatesville Square, that is one set of formal traders that the city speaks to independently, and then they speak to the landlord that owns the estate between Hazel Road and Doreen Road separately.
So we're going to ask Twig that. We'll ask the mayoral committee member why they chose to address business owners, whether it's formal or informal, separately. Okay, cool. Yeah. Look, I mean, I'm just curious to know, though. Look, we are now in almost December.
Correct.
And we know that we've had the hard lockdown since level 5. Now we're getting into restrictions having been eased. What are they saying to you, though, in terms of restrictions? What is coming? Yeah.
Yazid, I'm going to be brutally honest to you and the listeners. There is absolutely nothing forthcoming in terms of engagement. I mean, to us, it doesn't come as a surprise that Alderman Twig will run to get airtime, because sadly, that is what politicians do. In this instance, I believe he has something to ultimately verify or explain, and we'd like to get some forms of explanations around. But nobody really came. However, we must stress as Gita that why did this communique go to 24 people, 24 traders on the pavement and not to the body? So the element of regard for the body seems to have flown out the window where city is concerned. Or I ask the question, it could be the old divide and rule kind of mentality that we're still dealing with.
Yeah.
With the governors in the Western Cape. So unfortunately, even though this is not a political foray, one cannot exclude politics from our daily lives. It has a direct impact on our lives. And I mean, we can go through the peninsula and see the kind of legal suits the city kind of faces from communities on a continuous basis. We can use the Philippi Horticultural and so many other examples can be put on the table. So the city, I don't think, expected a resistance, because what normally happens, the krachtdadigheid gets implemented, and the people that sits in the sun and rain 7 days a week, that is their office.
Yeah.
They are not given scant regard of consideration. There's been an appeal for decades for sanitation. and ablution. You expect a formal trader that mans his stall alone to walk down to the post office, which is about a half a kilometer, to use the public toilet there, which is also in disrepair because of an influx of vagrants. So there's so many issues around this. So we haven't heard anything about COVID. Okay. That's your answer.
Look, I'm reading an article. We've got a minute before we take an ad break. And then I'm just going to quickly refer to this article before we go for the ad break, and then we're going to ask the question. Because the reality of it is also, we need to acknowledge if there is a problem, if there is a COVID problem. You know, we can't just be like it's business as usual. Because Zaid Badruddin, the mayoral committee member for community services and health, he actually said the COVID-19 caseload in the metro had been stable over the past 2 months. Mm-hmm. But he also says in this article, and I'm going to quote him now, where he says, localized clusters have been identified and actioned accordingly through rigorous case and contact tracing to prevent further spread. The most effective mechanism we have to prevent another surge of COVID-19 infections is for the citizens of Cape Town to continue to follow the golden rules of social distancing, wearing a mask, and hand hygiene. This is even more important as we head into the holiday season. Now, after the break, we are going to ask you the question around awareness of COVID in the area.
Sure thing.
Shukran so much for our listeners who are interacting with us. I've already received a message from Zahir Jacobs, and he says, my mom, Farida Jacobs, had a stall opposite Pizza Time every Saturday next to Biltong Man, but now due to COVID-19, she and my dad, Yusuf Jacobs, gave it up for good. That was the only income besides pension. Sad face for them. So we are also going to get into the impact that this has had on traders, of course. And in fact, we do welcome all opinions. Everybody's welcome to share their opinions. Of course, the views expressed in the program are not the views of the Voice of the Cape, it's management or staff. We also have another listener, 0115, who says, the Gatesville traders must get off the pavements, please. Pavements are made for pedestrians and for the public. You can't even walk properly. So, as I said, we are welcoming all opinions of people. We are a community. There are diverse views. Look, the real thing is, the question is about COVID-19. That's really what this is about. So, Naeem, tell us about that. Is there a real risk? City believes there is one.
Absolutely, COVID does exist. I think the hard lockdown has shown us, many of us has lost loved ones. And yes, what we do find strange is the proclamation of a COVID hotspot. However, we haven't seen a testing station in the proximity. No form of contact tracing has been done. As recently as today, you read out the janaza notice of Inalilawa Inalera Rao,
yeah,
which is also related to the building owners there, who also runs a business in that building. So we asked the question, could they potentially have been in contact with them? We don't know, we take the answer as being no. Yeah. However, if the city identifies this as critically as they do as a COVID hotspot, then why is the interventions alongside that kind of mitigating that risk, why is that not being put into place if there was a real COVID scare? And I cannot stress enough, Yazid, that between three roads,
yeah,
just in a confined area, I think the emphasis must not be taken off there, because and that specific area is sadly where informal trade ends on the pavement.
Yeah. So look, this is beginning to raise other questions.
Absolutely.
And I just want to say that I have been to Gatesville during COVID, during recent months. I mean, I have been reporting as a journalist. I've been out in the field. I can honestly say, and I, with all due respect to everybody in the studio and goes there, people haven't always been following.
Yes.
Let's be honest. Let's just call a spade a spade, you know. And I mean, yeah, listener, and not everybody's the same. That's just the reality. I mean, listener 8080 says, you can't social distance in Gatesville. Lots of people don't even wear masks. It's chock full in Gatesville. I stay opposite Elite. I go to Gatesville during the week. There are way too many people in Gatesville. It's unsafe. I'm strong and healthy, but rather stay away from Gatesville on a Saturday. Traders should find some other place to trade. Now, let's bring in a trader. You are here, of course, Ubaidullah. So, The impact, of course, of this announcement. Please share with us, Ubaidullah, what is the impact of this announcement on the traders?
Once again, salam alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you and to the listeners. I think we have raised this issue with the Honourable Councillor last Thursday, the informal and formal traders, and we have informed him about the impact this announcement had, negative impact that had on our businesses. Guestfiles is very quiet. People are trying not to come to Guestfiles at all. I am trading in Guestfiles area for more than 20 years now. And I know that area very well. This has a negative effect.
Okay, let us just confirm. Are you saying this is after the city made the announcement, or are you talking in general? Because all businesses suffered during COVID. We're focusing tonight on the city's identification of Gatesville in Athlone as a COVID-19 hotspot. So I want to focus on that period. On this current period.
Yes, that is so. That is so.
So yeah, after the city made the announcement, you've seen a drastic drop in business?
Yes, we have seen that, definitely.
Well, what are the concerns? I mean, for me, what's interesting is, and I'll ask Alderman Twig this later on as well, if they've identified other areas, because there are many economic hubs in our city where COVID could spread rapidly, right? If we are still trying, of course, to prevent the spread of COVID, it's not just Gatesville, it should be other areas as well, right? So, I mean, what do you make of this claim by the city, Ubaidullah? Why do you think the city is doing this thing?
Please give me permission and forgive me that we have to separate certain issues. The city of Cape Town is reviewing its plan, the current plan, which was gazetted in January 2000. We are trading in Gatesville legally according to the gazetted plan of the city of Cape Town. Yes, like you mentioned earlier, rightfully, there are challenges in Gatesville. Beside the COVID-19 challenge, there's many other challenges. And the council also based their argument on those challenges, some of the challenges that they are mentioning. We are not disagreeing that we don't have challenges. We do have challenges. But where the disagreement comes, where the difficulty comes, is that they are not prepared to sit with us around the table and let us, all stakeholders, not us informal traders only, informal traders, the formal traders, the rate payers, the public at large,
community,
all stakeholders
must be informed, the CPF, community police forum, as well.
I mean, all stakeholders that are going to be affected by this new plan which they are reviewing or they have reviewed. And then we come up, let us first mitigate and discuss and identify clearly what are our challenges in Gatesville. I tell you, for example, the congestion is one of the challenges.
Definitely.
Despite the COVID-19, we keep the COVID-19 one side here. Congestion is the traffic, heavy traffic, that's one challenge. That is not the traders, we are not contributing to that, maybe partly, but we are blamed for it. Then, very poor.
So the congestion is also just people coming to shop.
People coming to shop. People, I mean, it's not only. Look, we provide quality goods and services
at a good price.
At a good price,
and we get
customers from all over peninsula. So we are not in charge of controlling the traffic.
People coming,
And people coming. We're happy to. But the congestion, the traffic control, that is the city's job, not our job. But we are prepared and willing to cooperate with them because we are law-abiding citizens. The second problem is very, very poor waste management plan from the city. Or non-existing and waste management plan. Guys, that is causing problems.
Yeah, guys, we are going to break for Maghrib, the prayer time. I do also think that when we get the alderman, the mayoral committee member on, you can address some of the questions, but I also want to guide the conversation around this COVID scare. you know, because we need to know from them what their facts are. Yeah. Like, did they test? Where is it coming from? Let's go for Maghrib, and then when we come back, we'll talk a bit more about this. Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back to The Burning Issue with myself, Yazid Kamaldin. This evening we are talking about the city of Cape Town, which has raised concerns that Gatesville, according to the city, is a COVID-19 hotspot. And of course, this has impacted on traders and business in the area, and that is what we are talking about tonight. Now, I want to get to Ubaidullah Safi, a Gatesville trader, who believes that the city of Cape Town is using COVID-19 to push through a plan to move traders. And I also want to welcome to the show Khadija Francis. She's from the Gatesville Informal Traders Association. Is it Peterson?
Yes.
Okay, I've got Francis on here. Let me just get that right. Khadija Peterson, she is from the Gatesville Informal Traders Association, the chairperson, in fact. Khadija, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to Burning Issue.
Wa alaikum salam.
So let's get into what Ubaidullah is presenting to us. And you are saying, Ubaidullah, that the city of Cape Town has a plan to move traders. And you're saying they're using COVID-19 to fast-track this plan. Let's get into that.
Exactly. In fact, this plan is in making since last year. I attended a meeting last year with another two traders that we were about three informed. 97% of in that meeting were the officials of the city. Only about 3% or maybe less than that was the traders. The rest were, according to our investigation, were not informed, in which they told us there is going to be some development coming in the area. And our request at that meeting was, whatever development, we are not against the development. We welcome development, but that must be positive development, and it must be according to the definition of development. That we must be part and parcel of that development. Because from a community development point of view, any development project or activity for a community for which that development activity is planned, the community must buy into that plan. They must feel a sense of ownership of that plan. And then in the end, that development activity or project will be sustainable. So that's why we requested them to make us as a partner in that, in planning, implementation, monitoring and evaluation of that. In the beginning of, before the lockdown, there was a meeting planned by the council, but they could not carry that meeting because of the COVID-19. So the public participation was left, unattended to. Immediately when we came out of level three, I think, and there now the council came back and they advertised it on their website, and the plans were placed in the council offices in Athlone and some other places. While the plan was there and we were invited to view, but the offices were closed. We could not go there. Many people couldn't go. But anyway, those plans were viewed, and they actually, according to the bylaws, of course, they're asking for comments. We sent our comments, our objection. We sent from the informal traders, petition from informal traders, from formal traders, from the public as well. And we wrote 2-page letter of objection. And the time was, I must say, it was very short for people. As you know, the level and a variation of the literacy level of our communities. Some people don't have, and in the COVID-19, many people don't come out. Some of our traders, elderly, are not even in trading yet. So it was difficult for them that little time to comment on it. But anyway, we did that. After a week or two, we got a reply to our letter, objection letter, and immediately we wrote another second objection letter, which has not been acknowledged by the city of Cape Town, which is very important. What we have said in our letters, as I mentioned earlier before the break, that we acknowledge that there are challenges and we have to work together to address those challenges.
Okay. Let's get in Khadija as well into the conversation. Sure. Khadija, now Ubaidullah is talking about a plan that the city of Cape Town wants to implement, which will affect traders, right? So what about this plan? You are representing the Informal Traders Association. What about this plan do you find objection to?
Yes. First of all, just say shukran for having us on the radio to voice our opinions and grievances. And yes, I think Ubaidullah said it all about the plan. That is what the city wants to do. And the city is using the COVID-19. And is it only in Gatesville that we have COVID-19? Isn't there anywhere else COVID-19? And I promise you, we the traders, informal traders, formal traders, we follow protocols. We follow. Myself, for instance, I will never allow a customer in my stand who doesn't have a mask on. So where the city is coming on, that Gatesville is a COVID-19 hotspot, I don't know. What the city wants to do is move us from the pavement. And I'm telling you, 99% of other traders, the informal traders, are elderly people. They don't want to move. They don't want to move. COVID-19 has affected us all, right? It affected us all. We couldn't work for months. City gave us a right to way to trade again. We did. Then they put a scare on that COVID-19 is in Gatesville. Right? Business went down. It went down tremendously. I mean, we all struggle.
Mm-hmm.
We go out there to make a living, an honest living. Why must the city do this to us?
Look,
we
Khadija,
engage with them.
Mm-hmm. Khadija, I also want to ask you, though, like, has the city, and we will get the city on air to ask them about this as well, has the city communicated with the Gatesville Informal Traders Association what they are basing this on? What have they found? I mean, I guess according to the article that was in the newspaper, it's essentially about social distancing to make sure that we don't get into what is known globally as the second wave of COVID-19 infections, right? There's that scare of a second wave that even President Cyril Ramaphosa has talked about. But what has the city communicated to your association? What are they basing this on? Why exactly are they saying Gatesville is a COVID-19 hotspot?
No, city has not engaged with us. They have not. Like Ubaidullah said, we send our letters in, we send emails in, but they did not come back to us. They didn't have a meeting with us. They have not engaged with us at all.
Yazid, may I come in there?
Sure.
Many of the traders on the pavement, Assalamu alaikum and Khadija.
Wa alaikum salam.
Many of the traders on the pavement are elderly people or people with underlying conditions. I can count on two hands and I'll need more fingers that are chronic sufferers. Nobody has detected COVID in that immediate vicinity. And I think somehow, and I will never ever undermine or underestimate, but I think we must just geographically sketch to us a situation of us walking from this corner here to the following corner, and only in that proximity, coincidentally, technically, it's not Gatesville that falls under Rylands, because Hazel Road separates Gatesville from Rylands. So they claim there was then a retraction because the spokespeople were fed wrong information. Then there was a retraction from Grant Twig on the radio saying, sorry, there was a miscommunication. There isn't a COVID scare. That is on record, and that interview was done at another community radio station. We can supply you.
Yeah.
Were necessary.
But the message is still in people's minds that Gatesville is a COVID-19 scare.
Been done. Yeah. We're dealing with traders here that has been on that pavement. I mean, the one person specifically, As a man of 56, he's been on the pavement for 50 years. He schooled his kids through all of this, and so all the others. So effectively, to be undermined by the city of Cape Town because of what of what the intents are.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here with a document, and I'm going to leave this here. I'm sitting with a document, consideration of the review of the informal trading plan for Gatesville Central's business district, Ward 48, October report. Right, so
we I want to get into that plan if you don't mind.
Yes, yeah. We view this
just because we will have the councillor on.
Yes,
so we can ask some questions as well. But do you want to wrap up that point? Because I want to ask about a question. Yes.
Yeah? There's an ineffective sham. However, what we do find is that 84% of people that are objected to this. However, the city still upholds that contestation. That doesn't make sense. If a majority...
Gotcha. I want to ask Obaidullah this question. Obaidullah, where does the city want to move you? Where does the city want to move the traders?
The city want to move the entire... all members of the GITA, that is Gatesville Informal Traders Association, who are trading around the square and who are trading also between Hazel and Mavis Road. We are all one association. They want to move these traders all to the central parking area, which that parking is utilized by the shoppers, by the shop owners for parking. Yeah.
So are you talking about the central parking area,
yes,
like by Osmond's and Pizza Time?
Exactly.
Oh, that's no, there's saying. So much. Then where will people park?
That is the
because
that is
that's
our
a
point.
Very busy parking area. Do we have a caller? Let's just see if we have a caller. Can I just check? Do we have a caller? Caller, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to Burning Issue.
Hello, wa alaikum assalam. Mr. Ibrahim speaking here. I would like to contribute towards this wonderful discussion that's taking place.
Please feel free to do so, and you are live on air.
Oh, thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Yes. The discussion you're having on air is very interesting, and it's definitely overdue. My argument is Gatesville and Ryland trading area. And I'm formerly from District 6. I was kicked out there by the apartheid regime to come to District 6. When my family moved into the district, I mean to the Gatesville area, it was called a white elephant. There was no trade, no nothing, and our people worked very hard to establish the area, to build up an area, to take out bonds and loans to develop the area. And one of the very important rules and regulation of the city council is very clear, very open, that there must be a parking place before we can grant you a trade license. And my concern is the parking area in the Gatesville shopping complex. If that parking area has been taken away, then they are going against their own rules and against their own regulations. So my appeal is that they should take consideration the formal traders and the informal traders. I have a lot of love and respect for both of them. They're very honest and hardworking people, don't get me wrong, because we're all going through a very difficult period. The point I'm making is the city council got no right to violate or, you know, just throw its rules and regulation one side for a certain group and for another group say, okay, you will have open spaces, whether you're a big shopping center or mall, and there will be, you know, no traders will be allowed on that spot.
Shukran
but
so
here,
much. Yeah.
We will do this.
Okay, shukran so much for your input there. A listener, of course, raising a concern that if you take away the parking, where will people park? Very valid question. Do we have another caller? Caller, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to Burning Issue.
Assalamu alaikum. Are we on air that we can put our input in?
You are definitely live on air.
Okay, can I say my say?
Please do go ahead.
Well, I'm one of the Gatesville traders. I've been trading in Gatesville for 30 years. And I really, really, really think that this is a very unnecessary topic to talk about Gatesville. Gatesville, hotspot. Now, you work in travel in other areas, Missiles Plain. You don't hear of these places. Why is everyone on Gatesville case?
Yeah. May I ask you a question?
People, let me just talk finish.
Okay.
These poor people have been working through rain, coal and weathers, and I mean to make a living. And this is what the city do to us. The city must get the message. We are not moving. Nowhere. Nowhere we are going to stand together, and we are going to fight this. Even going there to take a lawyer or do anything or protest anything, but we're not moving nowhere. They must get it straight. Because there's nothing wrong you can do. We are following the protocols that we are supposed to. And I raised 7 children in Gainesville. Now they want to come and interfere with these poor people. I'm telling you, the city must look at the dumping and the drug, and they talk about COVID. They must look at the hygiene problems in Gainesville. That is the city's problem.
Yeah.
And another thing is this, they must look at the crime and stop bothering the poor people who must work very hard for a living. Thank you.
I do need to ask you a question, as you are a trader, you said. I want to ask you about your concerns around COVID-19. Do you think that there is a risk? The city is saying Gainesville is a hotspot. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, what I think is this. Well, there is a COVID problem, right? And we are following the protocols of this COVID-19. We do what we are supposed to do. The point is this, my issue is this. Why are moving the people? Why are moving the people from places they would be trading for decades of years? They've been struggling to build up a business, to build up a clientele. And now they want to come disrupt these people. And the city got no other better things to do. There's so other many things that is wrong. But they want with the poor people who make an honest living. They look at the drug dealers. Go look at the crime. Go look at the people that rape people and do that. Leave the people alone who is making a living. And not only hello living.
Yeah, ZD, most
but with protocol is concerned, where the COVID-19 is concerned, well, yes, we do follow that. We do have to be careful for that. And we do have to follow the protocols. But why moving the people?
Okay, okay.
And whoever said thanks for the support, Then send out letters again. Gainesville is not the hotspot. They must make up their mind. Who is the hotspot? Where is the hotspot? Mm-hmm. Then they say Grassy Park is the hotspot. Then they say Mitchell. Look at other places. It's ridiculous to watch Gainesville. Why they always target Gainesville for what?
Yeah.
What did we do to anyone?
Okay.
And these people that is commenting on Gainesville all the time, if they don't want to come to Gainesville, who is this one person that they don't have to? They must take a life.
Okay.
Shukran. And bombarding other people.
Okay, Shukran, so much for your input. We really appreciate it. That is a trader in Gainesville expressing herself very clearly, and she believes that Gainesville is not actually a hotspot and the traders are following COVID-19 protocols. Khadija, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, so you've
very
of course,
emotional,
everybody's
eh?
Heard that here in the studio,
absolutely.
Right? We've all heard that situation or the experience of a trader. We are going to, in the next few minutes, get the Alderman Grant Twigg on the phone as well, on the show as well, and he's the city's mayoral committee member for urban management, and he's going to talk to us exactly about the concerns from the city of Cape Town. Now, I want to come back to the plan that you had mentioned, Ubaidullah, that the city, you claim that the city is using COVID to fast-track this plan.
Yes.
So, at what stage, and I'll ask Twigg as well, at what stage is this plan? Have you been told as traders where you stand with us?
We haven't been told. That is the irony of the matter. Let me quote one or two things to you. The first thing, I want to quote Section 22 of the Constitution of Republic of South Africa, which states, every person has the right to trade, including informal traders. And in the Promotion of Administrative Justice Act says, that ensures that trading and matters related to administering trading should be administered fairly and effectively. There is many other legal documents that I can quote, what, 6, 7, 10 of them, but the time doesn't allow us. The other thing I want to say, why they are fast-tracking is the informal trading is governed by three documents, important documents. That is in the is on page 5 of the policy document of the council, informal trading document policy, on page 5. The one is informal trading policy. The other one is the informal trading implementation plan. And the third one is informal trading bylaws. When you go to the page 7, I quoted the constitution to you. Then you go to page 9, we will find the mission statement.
Look, we know that South African laws are very, very, if I can say, pro-people and so on, but implementation is always the problem. Implementation. On paper, we are a freedom-loving country where everyone is respected and democracy is upheld.
Agreed.
We're going to go for a quick break. When we come back, we're getting Grant Twigg on the line. Welcome back to The Burning Issue with myself, Yazid Kamaldin. We are talking this evening about the Gates. We are talking about Gatesville, a place that is a very busy economic hub in our city, and the impact of the City of Cape Town's announcement that Gatesville, in fact, is a COVID-19 hotspot. We are now going to welcome to the show Grant Twigg, and he is the Mayoral Committee member for Urban Management, and it's not the first time that he is on Burning Issue. So let me welcome him back to the show. Grant, good evening and welcome to Burning Issue.
Hi, good evening, sir. Good evening and good evening to your listeners.
Mm-hmm. How are you doing?
I'm always trying my best, you know. I'm always just trying.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, Grant, let's get straight into the interview. So we've heard that the City of Cape Town has said that Gatesville is a COVID-19 hotspot. Can you please confirm this and tell us what information you have about this?
Well, the City of Cape Town has got various areas that they've identified as possible areas where there's lots of congestion and could be areas where it could become hotspots, yes.
Okay, so the emphasis here is could be and or is.
No, there's not a pickup in COVID instances, but with the congestion, we're trying to avoid it. So there is a possible potential of that area becoming a hotspot, yes.
Okay, and what are you basing this on? Just congestion of people, or what else?
Well, in terms of the information that has been given to us by health and the professionals that deal with these matters, they say where there's a lot of congestion, it is a potential area that could pick up because there's a lot of feet. There's a lot of people intermingle with one another, and even today, it's been said that there's quite a few areas that COVID-19, there's a possible pickup in the Western Cape.
Okay. Now, what other areas have been identified as potential hotspots?
Grassy Park, Ocean View, areas where there's a big concentration of people, Kailicha, Mitchell's Plain, all the areas where there's lots of things happening and areas where you have functions and all of that, those are the areas that has been identified.
I mean, the Grand Parade, is that on the list? I mean, we do know that the Grand Parade in the city centre and the taxis and buses and all of those places. I mean, I was in the city centre just the other day, and I must admit that it did look quite busy. In fact, yesterday Monday, I was walking in the city centre, and I'm just wondering about that. Is that on the list as well, or how does it work?
Well, all areas. Yesterday we had a webinar, and I think people from Gatesville Traders was also there, where I said all areas where people congregate. Even the president of Saita, Rashida, said that she was in Musenberg the other day, and it was lots of people, and we need to, as traders, also play our part.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not one particular area, it's all areas that we're looking at.
And Grant, because we have in studio here at Voice of the Cape, we also have traders and, you know, people from who are affected in studio. I mean, they are also listening to you attentively. I think it's important for everybody to understand that this, why the city of Cape Town has issued this warning and what action the city is calling for.
Look, in terms of Gatesville, and good evening to the traders also there. In terms of Gatesville, we're looking at the next 6 months of trying to, decant and just move people away from the congested areas so that we can actually just spread people out.
Okay. Now, the fact that you mentioned that now raises a question that has been discussed here on the show this evening. We've had traders saying that the city is using, and they claim that the city is using COVID-19 to fast track a plan to move traders off their trading spots. What is your response to that?
Well, that's very far from the truth. I've said it on numerous platforms. There is no way that anybody can wish traders away. There's no way. The plan that we have in place, or the plan that we're suggesting that we put in place, is for a 6 month period. I think every one of us is trying to avoid a situation where we can without doubt say, yes, Gatesville is now a hotspot because reasons 1, 2, and 3. I think we are trying to avoid this. What we're doing in Gatesville is going to be the process that we try and follow in all areas where there is a lot of congestion, that we move people where that we don't have so many people mixing and being together.
Okay, now are you saying, let's talk about the plan. What is happening about the plan? What is the plan, and where is the city of Cape Town in the timeline of this plan?
Look, we've been in consultation with the traders. There is currently traders saying that, well, look, the discussion that we had is not really finalized because the officials are saying that the discussion that they had with the traders, all the traders agreed that we need to move and we need to get the process going. The traders is now, some of the traders are saying, well, we've not been, we have been consulted, or people have been speaking to us, but they've not taken our suggestions in place. I've called a meeting yesterday, and I'm calling a follow-up meeting with the officials just to get all of the things in place, because I've also received mail from traders saying, listen, there is an official not giving all of the facts. So we're trying to consult as far as possible before we actually put the thing in practice.
Okay, look, I'm going to bring in our guests. I think it's important for us to have a roundtable, like a conversation as well, because people can also speak for themselves. While I do have questions, we just want to have a conversation. I mean, Ubaidullah said to me on the record, on the radio, that the traders are actually against this plan, and that there was also another trader who phoned in and said, how can you take away the parking? I mean, that's essentially, the parking is needed. I mean, and you saying that the traders support this plan, is that correct?
Well, I'm saying that is the information that we have, that there is engagement, and that not all the traders are happy with it. But yes, that we've put that proposal forward regarding the parking as well.
Okay, and at what stage of the process is this proposed plan? When would it be signed off, or how will it work?
Well, the intention is that we kick it off as soon as possible, but the main intention is to have it for the festive period so that we have it in place. So we by the end of November we're hoping to have it put in place.
Okay, let's get to Ubaidullah. And Ubaidullah, so by now, the City of Cape Town's mayoral committee member says they want to move the traders to that parking area, and they want to do it quite soon. What do you think about this? Is this something that the traders agree with?
No, sir. Let me tell you, according to the report, Mr. Grant, good evening, sir. Thank you so much to... participate in this program with us. And I think we should come out at the other end as partners, that we work together for the development of our community. 84.6% that we have objected to the plan. 84.6% objected. 13.6% supported. 4.5% supported and objected on certain aspects of it. Now, if you add up this together, 84.6%, 13.6%, 4.5%, it's come to 102.7%. What a wonderful calculation. Mr. Tweek, I would like to bring to your attention with utmost respect. There are three documents I mentioned earlier that actually govern the informal trading. That is informal trading policy, that is informal trading implementation plan, and the third one is informal trading bylaws. Now, unfortunately, you might not be the one, but your officials are in contravention of the South African Constitution, of your own informal trading policy, and I'm prepared to quote you every clause of that one, and they are in contravention of the informal trading bylaws. By the way, the policy supposed to be monitored every year. It's supposed to be evaluated every 2 years. It's supposed to be reviewed after 5 years. Now, this policy document was written in 2013, and it's long time. It's overdue for its review. And I don't know if that was monitored, if it was evaluated or not. The second thing is the public participation. You kindly mentioned that the official has given you a report. We have submitted two letters to your officials, and we have emailed it to your office, to every directorate, and even to Honorable Mayor of Cape Town. Now, if you go to the bylaws, and we go to section 6, public participation in respect of the adoption of a trading plan.
Yeah, Maaf Obaidullah, we do understand the processes,
yes,
and we do understand that there must be a public participation process, and I'm sure Alderman Twigg is familiar with all the different sections. I think we need to get to the point quicker.
Sure.
Grant, was there sufficient public participation? Did you have an allegation here against the City of Cape Town that it did not do adequate public participation with traders? What is your response to that, please?
Well, I disagree with that. I think we've been doing public participation. I've even now called in the officials to continue with public participation. But can I just ask the gentleman, if you're saying 86 and you're giving all the percentages, you obviously know that we're talking about 24 traders that is targeted for this temporary relocation.
No, sir. We are not talking, according to your new plan, which is under review. You know our existing plan for Gatesville Traders Association, where we are trading currently, it was gazetted in January 2000. We are still trading according to that plan. So the 24 traders are not separated from us. We are all one association. The other plan, which was put in the offices of the council, and it was advertised, and we were informed to comment on those.
Okay, let me clarify.
That is plan
something.
We were talking about.
Let me clarify something. Grant and Obaidullah, are you guys talking about two different plans here? Grant's talking about 24
clearly,
traders.
Clearly we are.
Grant, are you talking? I need to get clarity on this, please. Grant,
clearly
are you talking about 24 traders that you want to move because of COVID for 6 months?
Yes.
Or what are you talking about? Yeah.
I think the gentleman is clearly talking about, he's not talking about the temporary one, he's talking about the new plan that we're suggesting. That one that we have asked for traders to consult on. So he's referring to that.
He's making a fair allegation. He's saying that there wasn't sufficient public participation. And we're giving you a chance to respond to that as a City of Cape Town, because it's absolutely important.
That's what I'm doing.
You're saying that there has been. Yeah.
Yes, we're in constant consultation. Even the organizations and traders is allowed to send in their communication on the plan. And this I've also on previously on your radio station I've indicated the same, mm-hmm. that the organizations and traders can comment on the plan, and then subject to us getting all of that information, we will then look what is possible. And even if people put in comments, we need to look at what is possible and what not.
Yeah.
So clearly what we're speaking about now is the two different
And it's important for us to have clarity. Eh? I need to go for a quick ad break. When we come back, we'll continue with Grant Twig. Thanks. Welcome back to The Burning Issue with myself, Yazid Kamaldeen. Now, this evening, we've been talking about Gatesville traders and how the City of Cape Town's announcement, there was an article that was put out that Gatesville is a potential hotspot for COVID-19. We have on the line Mayoral Committee Member for Urban Management, Grant Twig. Now, Grant, I think what's so important about this discussion this evening is that the City of Cape Town is able to speak directly to stakeholders to also address any misunderstandings that they might be. Now, let's get back into the conversation around the temporary relocation of traders linked to the COVID-19 scare. Just for clarity, it's only 24 traders, and you are saying that you want to move them to the parking area, which is located in front of, I can mention a number of shops. One of them is Pizza Time and others. Can you please confirm that for us?
Yes, it.
Where is the parking?
Rout's Butchery, between the bakery opposite Golden Dish.
Yeah.
Going towards Elite on that piece of pavement, that stretch of pavement. So when you stand by Golden Dish...
I got you. So is that parking area where it wants to...
They want to move us and...
Okay, let's get Grant to respond. Okay. Grant, can you please confirm?
That's correct.
Okay, that's correct. Okay, because then I got the wrong information earlier from another caller when he called in. So Grant, and you want to essentially clear the pavement because of the country's efforts to stop the spread of COVID-19. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. Look. There's nothing sinister with what we've done. We've looked at what is possible. If you clear that parking, you actually have that traders moving from the pavement into the space, the parking space. There is sufficient parking for the people on to move to the other side and park on the other side next to the. Just opposite Golden Dish, just opposite that old stretch of parking,
no.
And then people can walk. But there's why I'm saying there's nothing sinister is most of our markets, you have people park from a distance and then walk to the market itself.
Look, Grant, the concern is that traders and business people have is that the City of Cape Town labeled Gatesville as a COVID-19 hotspot without putting out statistics of whether they've tested people, whether there's factual in evidence, you know. So what will the city do around that, though?
Sir, I've not tried in my introductory comments. Is that we are not saying we're trying to avoid COVID-19 hotspots. We're saying that there is a possibility where people congregate. Gatesville is one of those. Gatesville, where the market is, it's one of those where there is over weekends. There is a lot of congregation, and if you look at the pavements that we're referring to, there's not even space for people to walk. So that is what we're saying. We're not saying it's a COVID-19 hotspot. There's a lot of...
You're saying it's the potential. It's the potential.
Yeah, we're saying it's a potential. And what we don't understand is why is traders not listening to what the guidance is from our health departments, from even our president, from everybody saying, listen, let's avoid contracting COVID-19 mm-hmm. and look at ways of dealing with it. We're not taking the traders away very far from where they currently are. They're in that same spot. We're just moving them to the center.
And didn't you say it's going to be for only 6 months? Didn't you say it's going to be for only 6 months?
That's correct.
Yeah. So Ubaidullah, what is the concern? Why would people not want to move to that parking? It is still in the same vicinity. They would still be able to access customers.
Okay.
Let me come in.
You wanted to come in.
I have a question. Good evening, Grant. My name is Naeem Francis.
Evening.
Grant, I have a simple question. Will the city of Cape Town show the exact same regard in a better resourced community? And I'll tell you why I ask this. You now expect, if I'm a stall holder and on a Saturday and a Friday, I have 300 feet that crosses my path. Do you expect 300 people to cross the road? There will be more road fatalities in terms of death than people dying of COVID. That's number one. Number two, the responders of informal traders in this, as I'm sitting here with a document, consideration of the review of the informal trading plan for Gatesville Central Business District, CBD, October report. That's an ineffective sham. Because in there, the city interviewed 78 people, 78 comments. Do you want to tell me that is a public participation process? In a metropolis that expands way beyond 78,000 people, how do you derive and deduce to get an 84%, like Ubaidullah said earlier on, an 84% objection, yet it gets upheld by someone like Yoliswa Gogela? How do people do? What do people get paid for?
You've asked the question. Thank you. Okay. Do you want to respond to that? Do you have a response, Grant?
Yes. I can start with the last one. When the city puts out communication and asking people to comment, we can't determine how many people does comment. We don't determine that. We allow people to comment and we allow people to say. They say we don't say to people when we do the advertisement of the process. We don't say we only need 74 or we only need 100. If we get a million comments, those are the comments that we need to deal with. Secondly, with that temporary relocation, I'm not sure which road people need to move over, because the parking is at the place where people are currently trading. So I'm not sure which road with the temporary relocation people are the gentleman is referring to.
Klipfontein Road is a service road adjacent to the Klipfontein Road main road. So let us get that geographical layout in our mind. Golden Dish, as an example, has become a domesticated name in Cape Town. So Golden Dish is situated in the service road. The traders that you people want to forcefully remove from that pavement are situated on the opposite pavement across Hazel Road between Hazel and Mavis Roads. So if you intend to move them into the parking lot across the road, which was being told to us by Yoliswa, I'm sitting here with the maps of it, Grant, in my hand. I'm sitting
so
here with
the document. So your concern is it's right next to Klipfontein Road. Is that your concern?
Public need to cross Klipfontein Road, service road, to get to the stall now. We're currently the client who walked past on the pavement. Grant, and I must also reiterate, those pavements were intentionally widened for informal trade.
Okay.
So give me a second. I've given you your chance. Give me a second.
Sorry, sir, I apologize.
So effectively, if city says public participation, you didn't go to our constituted body to inform the 24 members. You went to them independently. How ironic that the comments on your document that I'm sitting here that I'm not supposed to have in my hand.
Okay.
Ironically, is one that these are the very traders that you targeted that you went to go and interview. If you can ultimately place into a newspaper public awareness, you have all your informal traders on a database. Why do you not WhatsApp these people about meetings or requests for public participation?
My question,
Grant, your argument smacks of nothing.
My question still hasn't been answered though. Ubaidullah, why would it be a problem to move the traders? I've heard from Naeem. Naeem says it's a safety concern. Grant is saying the city of Cape Town needs to ease the congestion, saying that if they move the traders. From my perspective, as you said earlier, you can't control how many people come to Gatesville. if you move the traders, whether you move them from the pavement to the opposite side into a parking space, won't you still have the same amount of people coming to Gatesville?
Thank you, Yazid. You'll attract the same foot count.
But now my question is to Ubaidullah, because he's a trader and the traders are opposing the idea of moving from their regular spots to a temporary parking space for 6 months. Why would it be a challenge for traders to move there?
Sorry. Look, like Grant says, Mr. Tweek, said that it's general body, that is traders that are on the square, and there's another section of our association, or the 24 traders that are between Hazel Road and Mavis Road. They're trading in that pavement. That pavement, as Naeem indicated, it's much wider than many other pavements in the city of Cape Town in different areas.
We're talking about the pavement versus the parking, yeah?
Yes. Now, the parking, what happened is when they move, like Naeem mentioned, there's a service road. It's a pavement, then there's a service road, Klipfontein service road, and then the other side is the proper main road of Klipfontein. Now, you're taking the traders from the pavement to the parking area. Number one, that parking area is designated for parking. Number two, people will have a lot of problem crossing. They're coming with the children to cross that road. It's a very busy road because there are businesses that their supply trucks comes there, other cars come there, and they park. People come to buy by those businesses and park in that parking. The parking which Mr. Twig is mentioning alongside Hazel Road, there's absolutely, you come by 8 o'clock, you won't find a parking there.
The one behind that Golden Dish, right?
Yeah, that is completely opposite Cash Crusaders. That is a full.
Why would traders be unwilling to trade from a parking area, which the city says would ease congestion on the pavements? That's
no,
my question.
No. What I'm saying is, yeah, it is not going to solve the problem. Number one, it is going to affect the traders' business, number one. Number two, it's going to make it difficult for the traders and the customers alike to cross that road and to go to the other side of the road and go do their buying there. Number three is, where is the agreement with GITA, Gatesville Informal Traders Association? Those 24 members traders are our members. Why we be separated to different issues? Where the plan that is there, which Mr. Twig is saying this is a temporary thing and that's another plan. That is, we are all in one plan. One thing I do agree with Mr. Twig 100%. COVID-19 is an emergency. We all are facing this pandemic, and we all have to play our role in order to protect lives. Now, our traders, I can assure Mr. Twig, the majority of our traders, I will say, if not all, the majority of our traders are compliant with the COVID-19 protocol. We have, even we didn't have the council even provided us with the sanitizers. We have masks, many of them. I personally tell you, I have a little notice in my stall, no mask, no entry, and please sanitize before enter. So we are all compliant with that one.
Shukran. So Grant, you've heard now from one of the traders outlining the concerns. Do you think that there is a need from the city of Cape Town perhaps to go and consult a bit more with traders on their concerns? I mean, I know that it's 24 traders, and you did mention that you've had consultation with them, as Naeem had mentioned as well, you've had consultation with the traders. But what is the way forward? Because ultimately COVID-19 is still with us. There are still concerns. I know that Gatesville attracts a lot of people who are even older and perhaps even more at risk, yes, of getting sick. What is the way forward, do you think, Grant?
Well, the way forward is that we can consult, but there's only so long that we can consult, because I'm not sure when I hear the one gentleman referring to moving across the parking and moving across the road. That parking next to Klipfontein, every single person that needs to go to Golden Dish or Elite or anyway, they go to the parking and they cross the road. So that's the norm. So what they will be doing now is exactly the same. They will be parking and going over to the market.
There will be pedestrians and then they need to go and buy by a store.
Can I now speak, sir? Can I now speak?
Yes, you do. But speak factually to us. Yes, but please speak factually, Grant.
Sir, but that's not fair.
Speak factually.
Let him share his opinion. Earlier on, you asked me to allow you to speak.
Go for it. My apologies. My apologies. Go for it.
Now you don't want me to speak. That's not fair, sir.
Thank
please,
you, Grant.
Man.
Grant, we're giving you a please. Please, Naeem, can we all
my
share
apologies
our
to the
opinions?
House.
Let us all share our opinions. Yes, Grant, go ahead, please. Mm-hmm.
So we will continue consulting with the traders. If the traders say we must consult with whoever, we will consult. Our main concern is COVID-19 is not going to wait for us. COVID-19 is going. It's there. It's all over the show. It's not going to wait for anybody. Our main concern is to keep our traders safe, to keep the community safe, to keep the clients of the traders safe. That is our main concern, because it is a fact. You would hear it on your own news that our COVID totals are speaking up in the city, it's speaking up in the province, and we must actually act on that. We don't want to wish the traders away. It has nothing to do with getting traders away. It is all about keeping everybody safe.
Okay, well, we have just 3 minutes left of the show, so I just want to thank everybody. It seems that there's still more work to be done. I'm now going to give all guests an opportunity to do some closing remarks. We can start with Naeem.
So, effectively, the comment that Grant makes, that people need to cross the road. So, I need to cross the road and I go alongside, in between cars to my car door. I now need to go across the road and go and stand by a store facing traffic behind me, whichever way it's positioned. If a car loses control and it smashes into any of those stores, have these thought processes been applied by the city? I agree with Ubaidullah, because you know what, Yazid? This is not a new problem. This is not a last year problem. This is a 20-year problem. The fear is that the city will use its notorious and known for krachtdadige manner to come and disperse of these people. And I can say to the city today, I make an emphatic call here to the city, do not send krachtdadigheid there. You will necessarily be met with the same. So we thank the city for saying that further negotiations needs to take place. You have the contact details of our chairperson. I've sent you an email last week to your Liswa asking for your response. Your office respond. We will revert soonest, ASAP. Guess what? More than 7 days has passed. Give us an indication of what your ASAP means, because my ASAP means now. Like you want to action the element around COVID now, you need to action our, because these are the livelihoods. We are faced with unemployment escalating.
We have only 3 minutes. We'd like to give all our guests a chance to speak.
Thank you.
Okay, Shukran. Your comments, your closing comments, please.
Only thing I would like to say is to Mr. Tweek, let us partner together. And let us protect lives, and that will be done as a teamwork. It will be done in a democratic principles. We are living in a democratic country and not dictatorial country.
Shukran,
so that must be
Shukran.
Like that. Shukran. The majority must rule.
Shukran. And Grant, your closing remarks, please, because we need to wrap up.
Yes, thank you very much for allowing me to speak on your show. The city doesn't want to fight with anyone. We're there to save lives, and we will do anything and everything in our power to make sure that that is achieved at the end of the day. Nobody's going to fight with anybody. We're not going to be krachtdadig, but we want to just make sure that even our traders, because they're very special to us, that they not get affected with COVID-19. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. That is the end of the show from myself, Yazid Kamaldin. Shukran so much for joining us in Burning Issue. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi.
The Voice of the Cape, 91.3 FM stereo.